We're delighted to get the victory, particularly first home win of the season, and to get three goals and keep a clean sheet. A lot of positives there, so no, we're delighted.
What were the standout moments or standout performances maybe?
Well, again, there was numerous performances, even the likes of Sean Kelly and Philip Lurie, who were struggling to begin with, passed fitness tests and I thought acquitted themselves really, really well. But Anthony obviously getting the two goals too, just that physical presence, and if you supply him with the right service, then he will score goals. But no, I thought Barry McNamee was exceptional too, Patrick McElhinney, Shane and Ryan too, formidable. Aaron Barry, Mr. Consistent. You know, you could go right through the team, they were all very, very good tonight.
Anthony was very unlucky in the late 7-8 minutes, two chances could have got him a hat-trick.
Yeah, I think one of the ones he put past the post, although it was offside, but and then to be fair to the defender, it was two fantastic defensive headers where he was just about to nod it back on the net. So on another night he certainly would have got a hat-trick, but I'm sure he's delighted to get two and get up and running.
Did you deliberately let Josh stay on the whole game, or was there maybe give him a bit of the second half and then bring him off?
No, it was just you don't sort of make decisions beforehand in terms of how many minutes you're giving them. Ideally you do that in pre-season, but not in competitive games, you see how it goes. And I thought he acquitted himself really well, and as the game went on he seemed to get stronger and you could see his confidence growing and he improved as the game went on. And he's still very young, a lot to learn, but as I say, he grew in stature as the game went on and put some fantastic balls on the box and some very skillful play out in the wing. So no, but he's a bright future.
Players still jockeying for positions?
Very much so. But you need a competitive squad over the course of the season. It's been well documented that we don't have the biggest squads within the league. So it's been already tested this season with numerous injuries and suspensions. So, but I thought tonight we really, those who were called upon really acquitted themselves well.
You had a few light kind of casualties during the game, or at the end of the game, Shane came off and Philip Lurie and Jared went down again. You must have had your heart in your mouth.
Yeah, well, it's Jared's 300th game to the night, so we, as I say, we try to mark it with a victory for him and a clean sheet, so we're delighted for that. But yeah, he came out and contesting the ball maybe he shouldn't have came for and got into a bit of a tangle. And so we just made our third substitution when it happened, so we were panicking then. We were going to lose him possibly and be down a man. But no, Jared's been fantastic for us, and again he sort of put his body on the line tonight, quite literally. And Shane, you see, has a tight hamstring, so we just decided to bring him off as precaution. Philip Lurie had a groin strain prior to the game too, but felt that it was well improved, so again we give him a run out, and again he was excellent, and we just brought him off again as precaution.
So you've no interruptions during the week now, we know midweek games, you must love that at this level.
Exactly, just this normal week as such, you know, so hopefully we can get some bodies now to recover and be a wee bit fresh now for the Cork game.